You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Brethren, sometimes we behave or our behavior reveals that we do not trust the words of Jesus. You know, that thing always baffles me, that Jesus will say something expressly in the word of God. We will see it like this and we will still act contrary. We will act as if he didn't say it. He said there shall arise Christ, false Christ and false prophet. In fact, if we had read verse 4 and verse 5. Now let me read verse 5. It says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. If you read verse 11 of that same Matthew chapter 24, it says, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Then let's go to verse 24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Jesus made it absolutely clear. He didn't leave us in any doubt that there will be many false prophets. Many of you are saying, oh, we are in the end time, we are the end time. But then when we say this man is false, you say, ah, nah, don't stop calling everybody false. There will be many false prophets. That's why, you see, because you don't believe it, you are careless with your life. You are opening your life to anybody and they are deceiving you. And then some people, when they have messed their life up, they will now become rebellious to Jesus, as if it was Jesus who offended them. I say, this man, I don't know this, how men of God are. When you move closer to them, you will see that they are terrible men. Did Jesus not tell you that there will be many false prophets? You are the one hanging around the false ones. He said there will be many. So why are you surprised? You will now say, you are no more a Christian. You are now a free thinker. Did you come to Jesus because of false prophet? Is it because of a man that you repented of your sin and gave your life to Jesus? Why are you taking your life back? Because of men who are false. Because they are manifesting their own selves. And then you now say you don't want to follow Jesus again. But you know, even more scary is the fact that today preachers are deceived. You know, I'm scared. When I hear preachers, the way they talk, they are consumed by miracles, power. Azusa Revival. They will call all manner of names. This man, he was so anointed. That man, when we check his preaching, many times the preaching may even be contrary to the gospel of Christ. You may not even find the man preaching Christ. Oh, but you know, he healed the sick. Sometimes we forget that there is gift. There are gifts of healing. It's just gift. But there is calling. We are judging men now by gift. Something that is just gift. He didn't contribute anything to it. He said he's highly anointed. So I discovered that among preachers, what moves their own heart also are miracles, signs and wonders, not Jesus. So that's why their preaching is not Christ. Everybody is trying to perform some signs and wonder. Everybody is trying to show that they have something supernatural. The gospel of the cross looks like ordinary words. In fact, preachers are the one today preaching against the gospel of the cross. I heard a man said, I used to preach about the new creation man. I said, no, you don't know the new creation man. If you know the new creation man, you will not preach anything. The message of the cross is the power of God. Look at what he says. He said, and shall show great signs and wonders. Great signs. If Jesus calls something great signs, you better be careful. Those of you that are just moved, you go to a meeting, everybody is falling down. You say he's anointed. You go and empty your account. People are waking. You cannot sleep properly again. What kind of Christianity is that? It's because people don't know the Lord. Why are you waking up 6 a.m. to go and join somebody to pray? All preachers now are doing it since they now hear that there's money in it. They are now doing it. And you too, you are going there. You think we are serving God of Thunder? that you have to go in the morning and sweat and then write your prayer request and send it to a man, and then he will print it and put it on a table, and then he will be sweating. He will be sweating. And for you, that is prayer. Brethren, be careful, be careful. Great signs and wonders. Some of you have been so captured. In fact, some of you are in love with them. So they can never do wrong. No, they can never do wrong. They are your men of God. Even when you are seeing it, even some of you, the Spirit of the Lord is telling you this man is false. But you refuse to believe it. You refuse to live there. You refuse to accept. You are still convincing yourself or confusing yourself that no, maybe he just doesn't know this. Maybe he doesn't know that one. Jesus has warned us. He said they will show great signs and wonders. Please, wonders. Those of you who love wondering, you love wonders. That's what moves you. That's what motivates you. That's why all they tell you are wonders. I know a man, he does not preach Jesus. All he comes about is when somebody wanted to attack him, that person's head was blown apart. When he went somewhere, he told somebody, you will not be governor again. He told this one, you will not. Everything you will just be hearing are signs and wonders, unverifiable signs and wonders. But that's what moves this generation. Jesus doesn't move them. The word of God doesn't move them. Express teaching of Christ does not move them. What moves them are signs and wonders. I'm telling you, any generation that is given to signs and wonders, that generation is doomed already. Doesn't mean God doesn't do signs and wonders. He does. But through the message of the cross, which is the power of God unto salvation. It is the power of God. Signs and wonders are not something done to impress or oppress people. God is either speaking, helping, or most importantly, drawing men to Jesus. Every sign, every wonder that does not draw men to Christ, I'm telling you, run away from it. The goal of God is to draw men to Christ. I pray that you will not be deceived in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.